ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
We will have rising sea levels. I don't want it to be doom and gloom, but we can react to these things. We can react in terms of building up resilience of biodiversity.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. Last month, Dublin Port Company and UCD collaborated on a world's first eco-engineering initiative. Their primary goal is to enhance biodiversity along the Great South Wall. Over the past number of years, artificial structures have long served as protective measures for ports, but the man-made structures can often lack the biodiversity found in natural environments. This week, we visited UCD to speak to Dr. Paul Brooks to learn all about the latest initiative.
For some of our listeners that might not know, what have you guys done with Dublin Port in recent times? It's only starting to come out.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been a long sort of collaboration with Dublin Port. Dublin Port have welcomed us as ecologists in there to test a lot of ideas in relation to how we can improve biodiversity. So a lot of the artificial structures that you would see around the port, or indeed along the coastline, are man-made structures. So things like rock armor, seawalls, that are there for a purpose. Their purpose is to protect infrastructure and protect items that have economic value. So shipping and so on and so forth, marinas, protecting boats. They function in terms of dissipating that wave energy, but a lot of these artificial structures are not very good for biodiversity. You know, they contain very harsh conditions. They don't have a lot of those nooks and crannies that you would see down on a natural rocky shore, where species can get in to escape from predators, or indeed to get in to escape from some of those physical conditions that would be associated when that tide recedes out. So increased temperature, drying out. Those nooks and crannies are really important for biodiversity and different species. And so where you have lots of those nooks and crannies, you expect higher biodiversity. And research has shown there's much higher biodiversity associated with natural shoreline that are quite complex. In contrast, artificial structures are very uncomplex. They're very flat, they're very featureless. And so the species that we find on those shores are reduced in their number. They're reduced in terms of the richness of those species, how many species you're getting on those shorelines. And that's because those conditions are harsher. So what we've been working with Dublin Port and working with the research is trying to come up with ways that we can perhaps increase biodiversity on these shorelines.
For you, would you like to see this happening more across other ports in Ireland? What would be the ideal next steps for you in terms of maybe progressing with this and accelerating research around Ireland as well?
So absolutely, like those habitat units are the result of maybe 8 years of research to get to this point. And it's all about scaling up. We've had other experimental approaches that have been reduced to see if different topographies work. We've done a lot of research to look at the role that natural topography might play. We've had to create those habitat units. We've had to work outside our ecological sphere. We've had to work with engineers, with different stakeholders like Dublin Port and other ports all around the country. And the idea here is to test whether or not these habitat units have value within an experimental level, and then scale that up even further. So on a structure like the Great South Wall, where you have large boulders being placed, these habitat units add more topography. So instead of using these flat boulders that maybe don't have those nooks and crannies, you can replace them with these habitat units. So it's all about sort of working up that scale and building towards it. So instead, when engineers, when spatial planners, marine spatial planners are making decisions on what materials they might use for protecting that infrastructure, they can now select habitat units like this that still have those same engineering qualities. These are very large blocks for any of your listeners that amble down along the south wall. These are 2.5 ton blocks that they look at. So they can withstand wave energy. They can be used to protect structures. They can be used to protect ports. Ideally, with good results, of course, and all dependent on the results that we get from this experimental approach, we would like to see this scaled up within Dublin Port. We would like to see this scaled up all along our coastline and to other ports. And I suppose even going back to that earlier question on its application, that application is valid in many, many places around the world. What we find in the context of the general findings that we find in Dublin Port are applicable to other ports around the world as well.
With Dublin Port Company and UCD putting an emphasis on new measures, their continued work will no doubt help our coasts in the fight against climate change.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.